The only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for being with us this afternoon in studio. On a return visit is our friend Alicia Shaw from Shaw and Desmond. She's one of the partners there. She and Joe make magic when it comes to business. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to come back.
You know, this is all kinds of interesting times these days. There's so many changes out there in the marketplace. We're talking about the stock market and how that kind of just bottomed out today. I mean, it didn't bottom out. It just stalled. And some other things have stalled that were supposed to take effect tomorrow. And one is this whole wage increase deal with regard to overtime and exempted employees. What happened?
Well, basically what had originated is the Department of Labor had invoked a rule that would essentially raise the minimum wage for salaried employees up to $47,476. So for many businesses that had managers at restaurants, at convenience stores, or anywhere that where their salaried staff were not tracking and recording their hours, they were getting wages, a salary base of less than $47,000. Well, with this injunction, what it was going to force is either the employers had all of a sudden give a huge pay raise to these salaried employees, right, or the salaried employees would have to start tracking their hours, and they would get, for example, a salaried person making a $35,000 annual salary. They would get paid, if they worked 41 hours, they would get their base salary for the 40 hours and 1 hour of overtime. And so many employers were scrambling, trying to figure out, should we put them to hourly, convert these salaried people to hourly, start making them track their hours, increase their wages to the 47 or 48,000 to get them over that threshold? What do we do? Well, basically, on Tuesday of this week, it was a last minute injunction, but a federal district judge out of Texas, in essence, put it's a temporary stay. It's an injunction on this law. So the Department of Labor is not allowed to enforce or make any company boost or change their salary structure. So the existing status quo carries over. It is not going into effect into a law, and it has to be reviewed by the president and or by Congress to change it. And Donald Trump is not likely going to invoke this. He's going to support the injunction. Hmm. Donald Trump is very pro-business.
Yeah, and one of the things about that is concerning to some people is, and this is perhaps base economics, it would appear to me that the more money people have, especially in if what we call the middle class or whatever, that if they have more money, they're going to spend more money, which then increases the economy at a faster clip than what it would otherwise. And so it's going to be interesting to see how all of this shakes out. But for the time being, this injunction has stayed this increase in salary. Now, I've got a couple of interesting side notes about this. I was just talking to someone yesterday who does quite a bit of work outside. Not seasonal work, but he has been paid an hourly wage rate. But his overtime for his wage rate, I mean, his overtime is way out there. So if they figured if he were to be paid overtime for everything over his regular hours, he'd be making like $67,000 a year. So that company went, oh, good, we're going to save some money and we're going to move him to salary at $48,000 a year and we're going to save about $20,000.
It can work both directions. Yeah. In that situation, it benefited the company to move him to $48,000. There were other businesses that they were going to back into their salaried person that they expect to work 50 hours a week and their salary is $35,000 and they do not want to increase the wages. And so they were going to back into an hourly figure with an assumption of 10 hours of overtime per week and say, congratulations, you now make $13 an hour as an example.
Hmm. What's the impact of all this on the employee, do you think? I mean, you're a CPA and we don't necessarily, what are people talking about out there?
From an employee's viewpoint, anybody who's on salary making less than the $47,476 figure obviously is going to be disappointed. because many people were looking forward to a pay raise, not realizing their employers were planning to convert them. Many employers were planning to convert them to an hourly wage, so their salary total compensation would have stayed roughly the same. From an employer standpoint, it would have been a significant increase to payroll costs. Mm-hmm. So many small businesses were dreading having to enforce this and potentially increase wages.
There's also a psychological impact, I think, that some people have talked about. Okay, by the way, you're getting a raise. We're going to almost double your salary.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, well, no, we're not going to double your salary. What are some businesses doing that have already instituted plans and programs? They were all ready to hit December 1st. What are they doing?
I've had a few employers that already voiced to me that they were planning on just making their salaried employees keep track of hours. And so I got to tell those employers, well, you don't need to make them track their hours anymore. Everything stays the same. For anybody who's already made the conversion, I don't recommend immediately undoing the conversion just because it can create bad employee morale.
Right.
In the company, it could do more damage from a morale standpoint than it would money in the pocket for the employers.
What are the tax implications of a higher wage rate that you're paying to employees? Doesn't that sometimes have a positive impact on your bottom line because you've got more going out than, or no?
Yep, your profits are lower by the amount of the wages and the payroll taxes. So, yes, the employer is paying less taxes on net income because your profits are lower, but that's not news that employers
really want to hear.
Business owners want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Profits going down is not a pleasant thing to tell business owners.
Right. But we have been, would you agree, have we been in the area of record profits out there over the past couple of years?
Profits have rebounded. I would not necessarily say records.
Okay. All right. Depending on the industry.
It depends on the industry.
I understand. Alicia Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the FLSA ruling that was yanked, so to speak, or at least put on a stay. It was supposed to go into effect tomorrow. So now if this is the first that you're hearing about this, and you indicated to me that many people just don't know.
That's right. I was surprised at how many. We've been trying to let everybody know well in advance and all of our clients and all my networking events, letting everybody know about this new rule that we thought was going to be taking effect. But I'm still finding out people, some business owners were absolutely had no idea of that this rule was about to take effect and that it had been canceled.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what President-elect Trump does. And I understand that, the common wisdom is that he is pro-business. But at the same time, you know, they're talking about this massive tax cut for wealthy individuals here in the United States, taking the corporate tax cut from, 35% to 15%, and then allowing for corporations that have offshored all kinds of money to be able to bring that back with only a 10% penalty on that, a one-time penalty. Where do you see all that going? Any idea?
The tax breaks from Trump are intentionally designed to benefit the highly wealthy, and I've seen his provisions where he was proposing to eliminate, and the House ruled to eliminate, most itemized deductions and increase the standard deduction, which would mean taxes, medical costs, unreimbursed business expenses would all go away. The tax effect to the middle class and to the elderly is going to be detrimental.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a numbers person, Sherry, and we don't do politics on the NewsHour. I'm just really curious in how all this is going to shake out because Manchin, who is the named Secretary of the Treasury, indicated just today that he wants to push through all these tax decisions. But already individuals in the GOP, we just had the story earlier today, are grousing about the fact that if we have massive tax cuts and no cuts in the social programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, etc., that it's going to increase the deficit. So time will tell.
I suspect that there will be massive slashing of federal programs.
Wow. And that could be detrimental to lots of people. And just about the time, it's interesting. I mean, you know, and again, we don't do politics here, but it's interesting to watch over the past 8 years how incrementally things have gotten so much better here in the country for many, 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 many people. And now it's back to being uncertain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What does that do to your business? I mean, as a CPA, what does that do to you when uncertainties like this are out there?
unfortunately, for better or for worse, taxes is highly political. It is
legislative
congressman's favorite way of granting favors or manipulating it to their whoever's advantage.
Yeah.
Because of the uncertainty, I really don't get too upset or worried until it passes into law, and then we start to adapt and adjust.
Been there before, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. More than once. Well, the primary source of information that you need to know is that those rules do not go into effect tomorrow.
Right.
So for those employers that were jostling around with their pay increases, stop.
Right.
Until you hear from us once again. Alicia Shaw, so tell us a little bit. Your primary work is in small businesses, isn't it?
Yes, that's my specialty niche is working with closely held businesses, small, medium-sized businesses, yeah. and individual tax returns. And so when I was looking at Trump's proposal and looking at some of the impacts of it, going, wow.
Yeah, it's... changes are afoot, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much, Alicia.
Thank you.
Alicia Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, CPA with Shaw Desmond CPA. Well, Tyler says started the theme music. That means we've got to move on out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Lance Hansen was in talking about the real estate outcomes. And, of course, Alicia Shaw talking about the rollback of that wage increase that was supposed to take effect tomorrow and the impact on small businesses everywhere. All right, we've got to go. Tyler Hackett-Miller is behind the controls tonight. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Patrick Wood is the program director. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, conducted, and produced by our friend James Goodland. For all of us, have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow. 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.